on the pelvis.
Thank you.
Josh.
Good morning, everybody. Good to see you this morning. I know that it's raining outside, but I praise God for the rain because we've needed it. All right, now, do me a favor. Do not pray for snow until tonight, okay? After we go to bed, pray for snow so there's no school tomorrow. Amen? And all the kids said,
amen.
And the teachers especially, yes. Amen. We're so glad that you're here this morning. What you're going to see today is an imperfect group of children who love Jesus, and they want to show you Jesus Christ. And so if one of the kids messes up a line or if they sing a song wrong, it's perfectly fine. Don't worry about it. All right. Now, have your cameras going because you might win $20,000 or something that happens this morning. All right. America's Funniest Home Video. Okay. We want kids to act like kids, and that's perfectly fine. And I appreciate those who have worked so hard with them and getting them ready for this. And so before we do anything else, and we're going to pray in just a second, I want to recognize them and I want to tell them thank you. So Melissa, will you and Sarah just stand up real quick for me? Just stand up real quick, Sarah. All right. They have worked hard with these children, okay? And so thank you so much for your dedication. I appreciate that so very much. So let's pray together, and then we're going to sing a song. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. God, it's so good to see a room full of people that want to come not only to worship you, but Father, they want to see the children. Lord, thank you for putting it on the hearts of the leaders to share this with the congregation. Lord, thank you for the children. Lord, thank you for giving them the strength and the understanding and the ability to do this. But Father, help us to remember the real reason why they're doing it, to bring honor and glory to you. Lord, the message of Jesus Christ coming to this earth to save our souls through his death, burial, and resurrection, that's an endless message. It's a timeless message. It's a soul-serving message, Lord. And so this morning, I'm asking God that while we're watching the children perform and sing, that, Lord, we remember the reason is Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do and what you have done. We sure love you, and we sure thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
The glory from his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders and wonders of his love.
Amen. Please be seated.
Gentlemen, come on forward. We'll take up our offering this morning. Guests, visitors, thank you for being here this morning. When the offering plate comes by, be sure to slip a $100 bill in as it comes by. We'd appreciate that so very much. The plates are up here, fellas. Amen. We wouldn't be a Baptist church if we didn't take up an offering. So, amen. Amen. Justin, would you please pray for the offering?
Father God, thank you for allowing us to come to your house.
Yes.
Thank you for welcoming us into your family.
bless the offerings. We thank you, Lord, for letting the money go. Wherever that you bring the
benefit,
Lord, and you bring the money to God.
Amen. Melissa. She can't see. She's hidden behind the curtain here. If you get your Bibles out, if your Bible in front of you, I wanted to share a couple verses with you this morning. Matthew chapter number 10. I'm sorry, not chapter, chapter number 19. Matthew chapter number 19. It seems that the world and the world situation, society is attacking our children more and more. Not only our children, our teenagers, young adults, people of all ages. But it seems that the focus is now even more every day on these precious little souls sitting over here, but the precious souls sitting out here this morning. And so, as I was thinking about just a few brief words I wanted to share with you this morning, I want us to look at what Jesus said about children. And I want us to see exactly how Jesus thought about children. Look at John chapter, or Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 13. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 13. Then they were brought unto him, Jesus, little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. Now, it's kind of amazing that the disciples didn't want the children anywhere near Jesus or the parents anywhere near Jesus. Now, I don't think that the disciples were being callous. And I don't think the disciples were saying, hey, Jesus doesn't need them or they don't need Jesus. I think because he was so crowded and he was so surrounded by people, he was trying to give him a break. Trying to say, hey, listen, he's got too much. He's too busy. He doesn't have time for the children. May I tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus has time for children. He cares about children just like he cares about you and I. It's our responsibility as parents, as grandparents, as aunts and uncles, as friends, to bring the children to Jesus. If we don't bring the children to Jesus, then where are we going to bring them? We're leading the children towards the Lord, or we're leading children away from the Lord. God doesn't expect perfect parents. I don't know of a perfect parent in this entire room. He wants parents who are obedient to the Lord, loves their children enough to tell them the truth. The parents had such a desire because they'd seen what Jesus had been doing. They had heard what Jesus had been teaching. And they simply had this thought in their mind. We got to get our kids to Jesus. He can heal them. He can bless them. He can be the part of their life that they desperately need. Now, you may be sitting here this morning thinking, well, Brother Brian, I've blown it. Either with my children that are not home anymore or my children that are now that I'm not good enough. May I tell you, it's never too late to get your children to Jesus. Oh, and by the way, the little voices that you hear, the crying, I love it. Never apologize for having children in the service. Never. Our children, our teenagers, need to be brought to Jesus. And I'm not just talking about bringing to the house. I'm talking about at the house. They need to be shown Jesus Christ. They need you to love them. And it's okay if you're not perfect. It's okay if you don't have it all figured out. Get somebody to help you. Ask somebody to walk alongside you. Ask somebody to say, hey, what do I do about this? The children need Jesus Christ. And so as the parents were bringing the children to Jesus, the disciples said, hey, he doesn't have time for them. Look how Jesus responded. But Jesus said, suffer or allow little children and forbid them not to come unto me. For as such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and then he left. Jesus always has time for the children. In just a few minutes, you're going to see them. They're going to sing and they're going to recite some words and they're going to have a good time up here. And I'm so thankful for the men and women of this congregation who love children and want to teach them. But parents and grandparents and friends, look at me for a minute. Thank you for letting us teach them. Thank you for bringing them to us. But let's walk together in this. Jesus has time for the children. He loves them. But may I also tell you this morning? He loves you. He knows what you're dealing with. It seems like lately there's been so much tragedy with our children. May I tell you? Our hope is found in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. So this morning you feel hopeless, you feel helpless, you feel like you've failed and there's no chance. May I tell you, there's always another chance with Jesus Christ. So whether you're a child or you're as old as Danny Childers, you have hope today. You've not failed him. He loves you and he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. He loves the children. We ought to love the children. But he loves you too. And it's not too late. It's not too late. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, Melissa.
Welcome to Christmas is Jesus.
Christmas is music, jubilant and bells that sound out of the coming of Emmanuel, a season of love, pure, holy, and kind that prophets spoke of in ancient times.
Christmas is taxes and traveling to a birth, as God himself bids down to the earth. And kings from lands far start a dangerous journey, traveling with treasures for the child who is holy.
Christmas is longing and waiting made right. The whole of God's word bathed in glowing starlight. And there in a lonely, quite humble place, the kings from the east gazed at God's grace.
Christmas is Savior, Messiah, and King, reason why we all celebrate and we sing. For carpenter Joseph and Mary with a babe swaddled up Christmas and laid him in the hay.
Christmas is the night sky, blazing and bold, filled with heavenly angels sharing what they were told. Bethlehem hillsides and shepherds and sheep, unaware of the miracles unfolding as they sleep.
Christmas is a manger, a stable and stall, creation is bound. Peace and goodwill to all its men. This is where the celestial begins.
Yes, it was very cold. Still, so we promise to kneel before the Word made flesh. We will bow down and worship and give Him our best.
Christmas we worship the gift from above. Our voices will praise and sing out our love. Glory and honor to the great gift that frees us. Glory, hallelujah, Christmas is Jesus.
Jesus. set, yeah. Sparkle every teardrop, sweet berry wet. Christmas is joy for the dew-boyed king. Shepherds and wise men in the precious St. Mary.
A star that shone brighter, wait. Christmas is a star that shone brighter than most. Bethlehem sky is full of heavenly hosts. Christmas is all of these things and much more. Christmas is the one we adore.
Christmas is joy.
Christmas is Jesus' birthday.
You're gonna lead them, okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.